I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that nearly 55,000 people in the U.S. will be diagnosed with mouth or throat cancer this year. To talk about throat cancer related to the human papillomavirus, or HPV, is Dr. Terry Day. He's the founder of the Oral Head Neck Cancer Awareness Week that was started in 1998, and he is the Wellen Endowed Chair for Head and Neck Surgery at Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. Day, tell us about HPV-related throat cancer.
Yes, it's been described as an epidemic in the United States, and people have been identifying these HPV virus-related throat cancers in the tonsils and the back of the tongue for about the past decade, and it is one of the fastest-rising cancers now in incidence in the United States. These typically occur in men. They typically occur in Caucasians, and they typically occur in non-smokers.
Are there symptoms that provide an early warning sign for these throat cancers in particular?
That's a good point. I think that anybody who has a lump or swelling in their neck or a sore throat that lasts for 2 weeks or longer should be evaluated, especially if they are a male age 40 to 60.
And Dr. Day, is there screening to catch these cancers early?
Unfortunately, there is no proven screening method at this point. There is research ongoing with a blood test that might identify people that are at higher risk, or a salivary test that can be used to identify the HPV in saliva. But as of yet, we don't have an approved screening test.
And what about treatment for these types of throat cancers?
The good news is that if these are caught early, the treatment is good and people have a very good cure rate. So we encourage anybody who has these symptoms of a lump or swelling in the neck or a sore throat that doesn't go away to be evaluated by a doctor. There may be a need for a biopsy or an examination to look for these cancers. And if it's diagnosed early, a great outcome.
What can be done to prevent HPV-related throat cancer?
Well, I think that's the key point here, and some recent data has shown that South Carolina, unfortunately, is near the bottom in completion of the vaccination rates for HPV for boys and girls. And so I think the key is here that parents take their sons and daughters to their pediatrician, ask them if they're a candidate for the vaccine in their preteen or teenage years, and make sure that they complete the entire vaccination series. The vaccine is safe, and it is important for them to get them at a young age before they're exposed to HPV so that they don't develop these cancers later on in life.
And what's new related to treatments for this type of throat cancer?
Finally, we are able to do robotic surgery without incisions on the face or the neck. And we do the robotic surgery through the mouth to take out these tumors. So technology has allowed us to do surgery that is easier access and seems to have better outcomes than the standard surgery before robotic surgery was available. And Bobby, I can tell you there is a lot of research ongoing here and worldwide in detecting, preventing, and treating HPV-related throat cancers.
Dr. Day, thanks for this update about HPV and throat cancer.
Thanks for having me, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.